Welcome to No Duct Tape, the podcast that celebrates the strength in vulnerability and empowers you to embrace your authentic self. I'm your girl Ify, your guide through this transformative exploration of personal stories and growth. How can we create a safe and open space for everyone to thrive and be their best selves? What does it take to overcome societal expectations and speak up with unveiling conviction? Well, together we'll peel back the layers of experiences, uncovering the wisdom gained from our unique paths. Are you ready to embrace vulnerability and unlock the boundless possibilities that await you? Let's embark on this extraordinary adventure of self-discovery and personal empowerment. Welcome to yet another episode of No Duct Tape with your girl Ify right here on Jamit. All right. Wow. I haven't been thinking about this lately until it was brought to my attention. So at this moment, my sister, who happens to be my best friend's sister, recently actually turned 30 this year. And we had a hoo-ha, a whole party. It was nice. It was a 90s themed party. I was Torin Hill. Well, Lauren Hill, but because my name starts with a T, Teho, we said the Torin, and then my surname, Ngadimeng, we said Neil, so Torin Neil was my name. It was epic. It was really, really epic. And even though we were in an element of having fun and whatnot, at the back of my mind, I was a teeny bit anxious. I had a lot of anxiety about turning 30, but the nice thing about her, well, in her own words, is that there's nothing to be anxious about, you know? So it's really not about the turning 30 that I needed to focus on, but rather about tapping into another part of your life, you know, elevating, becoming better, and all these different things. She has inspired me, you know, to looking forward to 30 because, I mean, she's inspired about turning 30 because she's looking forward to, you know, different aspects of her life and how she can be in a betterment with her life and how she can achieve better things. She's tapping also into career change. She's tapping into growing her business and. So it's like 30 is a new milestone. 30 is another opportunity. 30 is another chapter that you can turn into. And it just gives you an opportunity to be in a different spacing in your life. It's not the end. I mean, we look at 30 and we're like, oh my gosh, it's the end. But it's really, really not the end. I mean, this year, well, in a couple of days, I'm turning 28. It's my crown birthday, turning 28 on the 28th, on the day that I was born, on a Wednesday. I'm excited about it. I don't know why, but it just feels like a different standing in my life. I'm very excited about that. So that's something that I want to tap into. So when you look at 30, you always seem to think that, oh my gosh, I have to have my life together. I have to have these things. I have to have those things and whatnot. But the reality of it for me personally is I am actually trying, you know, to figure out a little bit of my life. I'm trying to look forward to what my life has in store for me, basically. And I'm just trying to stay on track. You know, I'll never everything figure it out. But I'm pretty sure, or rather, I am in better standing than I used to be. I'm in a better opportunity stated place in my life. You know, I work in media. You know, I'm a digital marketing specialist. So you can imagine that I have so many opportunities, especially in regards to who I meet, who I interact with, who I have conversations with. And that gives me an opportunity to be in better standing in my life. So getting deeper into it, the reason that I haven't really been ready for 30 is because something in my head tells me that turning 30, you're supposed to have certain things checked on your list, right? Societal checks, societal list, or whatever the case may be. That's where my mind is at. You know, how you should have a car, or you should have kids, or you should have a stable job, or you should have a house, you should be married. You should have all these things on lock, right? But guess what? I'm 27 right now, turning 28, like I said, and I just actually got my first job this year. Right now I'm on my second stable job. So I started my first ever job in corporate in January this year, and it was insightful because I learned a lot of things about myself, right? But now I'm in a better place. So I'm in my field, because the first one that I was the first job that I had, it was more call center, you know, helping people out and whatnot. But it was a corporate space. We were in the office majority of the time, and I was talking to customers and. But right now I'm more in my field. I'm more, you know, I feel like I'm more in check with myself because I'm learning so many things, right? And now the questions that run through my mind when coming to turning 30 is, am I supposed to always have everything sorted out, right? Is it okay for me to think that having everything sorted out should be so before turning 30? Am I really supposed to have that car? Am I supposed to have those kids? Am I supposed to have that stable job? And all those kinds of things. Because I'm faith orientated. I'm a spiritual being, and I believe in God's timing. To be honest with you, I believe that I have everything on check, on lock, but I don't know if it is the right way, you know, because what is the right way? Who says what is the right way? All right. So let's break it down a little bit. So like I said, I am a Christian. And you know, there's no certain timestamp that is set for your life, how you're supposed to achieve things and whatnot. God's timing is perfect. And sometimes we may think that we have everything unlocked, but then God is like, yeah, I'm going to push the pause button for a minute. And now you think you're moving too quickly, but God is like, no. I think you're jumping the gun just a little bit. I want to keep you in check. I want to keep you intact. And this is how I'm going to do that. So for the longest time, I've been praying about wanting a job. I wanted to get into the digital media space, and I didn't know how to go about it. I remember last year fasting, and I feel like I was going crazy genuinely, because I felt like I wasn't in the space that I wanted to be in. I was a digital marketer rather, you know, last year for like 6-7 months, but I was working for someone. So this is a lady that was actually teaching me how to get into digital marketing, how to go about this and this and that. You know, I told myself paid media orientation in the digital space, and I think I'm in a better standing because I understand it better. So I was teaching myself, I was learning. She was teaching me, she was my mentor. She was great. I mean, I know the things that I know right now because of her, right? So I was in the process of learning. This is me moving from a space that I was at to a space that I was. So my company this year on the 1st of July is turning 2 years. So that means that I've been running my company for a while before having started my job with my mentor, well, my last year mentor, which was in June. I was running my business. It was generating a little bit of money. I had a lot of time on my hands, but at least I could do the work. At least I was doing the work. But the nice thing about a lot of things that I did is that they allowed me to tap into different varieties of my life today. I'm in better standing with knowing who I am. I'm in better standing spiritually. I'm in better standing, you know, mentally. So all these different things I tapped into with my life slowly progressing. And I have to say this also, because when we are always saying that we want to get things together, what does that even mean? You have all these things planned out, but does the environment that you're in allow these things to be that way? You know, according to society, 30 is about having everything in check. But are you on the right track? You know, you even go as far asking yourself, am I a failure? Am I not doing things right? Whatever. But the actual answer is, you are not a failure. You know, you shouldn't have everything on lock. You shouldn't be married. You shouldn't have kids. You shouldn't have a house. You shouldn't have a car. You shouldn't have it all. I'm only starting out. I only have my first job right now. You get what I mean? And the reason why I only have my first job right now is because I am in better standing. I'm in better standing. I hear God a little bit more. I understand God a little bit more, which is things that we feel like we have to get in check. And it doesn't work like that. Life doesn't work like that. You know, I have an income every month that I get, and that's great. You know, am I in a relationship? No. Do I have kids? No. Do I have a car? No. You know, do I live at home anymore? No. But that's a move. You know, that's a move. I'm in a better standing. I'm a step ahead than where I was last year. But I am still not where I'm supposed to be if I want to make 30, because in that case, I need to find a boyfriend right now. You know, I have to buy a car this year. I have to buy a house this year before I turn 30, because I'm turning 30 when in 2 years. But whose timeline is this? Whose timeline am I working according to? Is it my timeline? Is it another person's timeline? Well, according to faith, I don't have to hurry. Because what rush am I in? Why am I in a hurry? You know, what is this notion we always have to have everything on a timeline in regards to 30? 30 is a new chapter. Just like 29, just like right now, moving into my new chapter when I'm turning 28 in a few days. That's why, even when I say I am, you know, I'm in better standing. I mean, I have friends that have given birth. I mean, my friend has given birth. I mean, like, I can even say as far as congratulations. Congratulations, I'm so happy for you. And you're in a better stand, like you're in another part of your life. That is she employed like I am? No. Our goals the same? No. But does that mean that I'm a failure? No. Does that mean that you're a failure? No. Because who said that? You know, we always struggle with New Year's resolution, you know, on the 31st of December, or rather on the 1st at 12 a.m., I have to write things on a piece of paper about my New Year's resolution and whatnot. But according to whose timing, again, according to whose timing? My timing? God's timing? Societal timing? What does that even mean? You know, you're supposed to think about, what are you looking forward to in this new chapter? Right now, I'm tapping into, what am I looking forward to in the next year, meaning when I turn 30? What do I want to have? I want to amplify my podcast. You know, I want to amplify my business, Untitled with Ify. I want to amplify my digital footprint in the digital marketing space. I want to have those things figured out. I want to build my brand. I want people to look at me in a different light. I want people to know me for who I am and not on this pedestal that, oh my gosh, when you turn 30, this is what. I look at my vision board that I created for myself, you know. So my favorite color is black. A lot of people say, no, black is not a color, it's a shade, whatever. my vision board is actually in black and white, or rather gray and white, whatever you want to call it. And a lot of things on my vision board have been checked. Did I start that company? Yes. Do I have a podcast? Yes. Am I a blogger? Yes. Am I digital marketing? Yes. Have I moved out of home? Yes. Those are things that I've been dreaming about, and I've reached all of those goals. Do I have an apartment of my own? Not yet. I live with friends. Do I have a house? No. But am I in better standing than I was a couple of years ago or a couple of months ago? Yes. My vision board is long term, but it's also short term. I have so much colored out. I have so much things checked out on it. You know, I am a creative with a creative media company. It's called Untitled with Ify, and it's about web design. I am blogging. I have my own podcast. Come on. Like, these are the things, these are milestones that I need to be grateful for. Who said I need to be afraid of 30? 30 is an age, but is it the end? Who said 30 is a cutoff? Who said 30 is you won't have? No. I can have kids when I'm 33. I can get married when I'm 35. I can have a car when I'm 32. Who says that I'm not supposed to have these things? Who says that I don't have to have all these things in check? Who said that? Who put the timeline there? You know, I always aspire to make myself a better individual. And I want to challenge you. Always aspire to make yourself a better individual with the people that you surround yourself with, whether it be in your family, whether it be in your friends, whether it be in your partner, your teachers, your mentor, your acquaintances. Always better yourself. But the most important thing that you need to do is better yourself for you, because you are the one that needs to look yourself in the mirror and say, okay, God, I made it. And I made it through you, because of you, about you. And I'm here because I put the time, the effort, the energy into all of it. So don't chase an age. Don't be afraid of an age. Am I afraid of turning 30? No, not anymore. And who do I give thanks to? I like to say thank you to my sister, because she's 30 right now. And she's also in a different space in her life. There's things that she's excited about in her new chapter. What am I looking forward to? You know, another thing that maybe is giving us anxiety as women is we feel that we're also fighting against the clock of womanhood. I have to have kids because when I turn a certain age, I won't be given the opportunity to be a mother, or whatever the case may be. But let me tell you, God is a God of miracles. God is a God that can't. God performs the impossible. If you don't put a filter on limitations, look, God is unlimited. God is a limitless God, and He can show you what He can do with your life. And I believe that He has done, you know, a lot of things in my life. When I look at my lowest moments, when I was fasting, God gave me a job. God gave me an opportunity. You know, that is the magnitude of how God can transform your life. Don't chase societal timelines. Don't chase the societal checklist. Just do what you want to do. Always amplify yourself to be better. Always amplify yourself to be in a better space. You know, elevate yourself. If not, figure out a better way to change your lifestyle. Be in better standing with yourself. Always remember the 30 is going to be there. But what are you doing to amplify your life? If you're chasing 30, are you doing it right, you know? So it's always about making sure that you do things the way that they're supposed to be. A positive outcome for your life. I want you to look at your life and inspire yourself, you know? Look at others and say, I want to be like you. Or I want to see what you do, and I want to be a betterment of my life. When I grow up, I want to be woohoo. I mean, I want to be this person. I can still, you know, when I grow up, I want to be like this. I want to, you know, I want to be, oh my goodness. Like, don't put a timeline on things. Because when you grow up could be when you grow up when you're 50. Let me tell you, it's not easy. But it only starts with trying, you know, trying to see the outcome of your life. Always make sure that you are doing things that make you happy. And always remove yourself from traits that make things toxic for you to reach. Always reach for the stars and always trust that God is going to amplify your journey. And it will be better than you've ever expected it to be. Oh my gosh. You have desires, but God has a destiny for you. Amplify that. Reach for that. And don't be afraid of 30. Oh yes, that should be a fun journey for you to be at. Let me tell you something. Don't look at what people always have to say. Always do things for yourself. I'm your girl, Ify. This is No Duct Tape. I hope this episode was good for you. I hope it motivated you to look at things in a different light. But until the next episode, enjoy. Thank you for joining us on this thought-provoking episode of No Duct Tape, where we've explored the importance of creating a safe, open space for personal growth and empowerment. I hope you were inspired to embrace vulnerability, to speak up, and to take steps forward, becoming the best version of yourself. Remember, your story has the power to impact others and create positive change. Join us again next time as we continue to uncover the untold stories and amplify diverse voices. Together, let's build a community where authenticity and acceptance reigns. Until then, keep sharing, keep growing, and keep shining your light. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your girl, Ify. Ciao. No Duct Tape. Embracing vulnerability and building an inclusive community.